Good Thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
We read in Mark 11:23, "You must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart." In order to receive what God promised in His Word, you need to do three things. First, make up your mind. Take hold of His promise and don't let go. Be tenacious. God responds to a faith that perseveres and a mind that's made up. With God, all things are possible, Matthew tells us. Former baseball star Sam Ewing said, "Nothing is as embarrassing as watching someone do something you said couldn't be done." Second, visualize your victory. Before construction starts, the architect already has a picture of the end result in his or her mind. By faith, Abraham saw his children. He counted them every time he looked up at the stars. Use your memory to replay past victories and your imagination to pre-play future ones. That's what David did when he slew Goliath. Look your giant squarely in the face and declare, "You're coming down in the name of the Lord." Third, speak to your situation. Jesus said, "Whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." Notice, Jesus used the word believe once, but referred to what you say three times. Could that be because we already know so much about believing, but need to learn more about how to speak in and to our situation? Don't just talk about your mountain, talk to it. Line up what you say with God's word. Make His word your word, and the mountain will become your servant. It has to. Jesus said so. There are three keys to receiving from God, from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.